boy, Sonny J. We got another great show, another great episode of Good to Grammar coming at y'all like this. We'll be back. Tuesday show that comes on every freaking week right here on Dust Bar Radio Network. Model Angel is on the bow tonight, but of course you got the other two great hosts of the show, the girl, Houston, and we always kind of underscore, that's that Instagram, some of you call them now, but that's a new nickname, Houston underscore Reed, and that girl, Desi, a.k.a. Dimps 87 in the building. What's up? What's up? What's up, ladies? What's up?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. What's going on, people? What's going on?
I like this clap. That is like really cute.
Yeah, you know, the audience and the guys show y'all some love and how they do it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little busy as a mom, but I'm good. I'm ready to get this show started.
Yes. Y'all, I'm going to go some stuff, so bear with me.
No, you're good.
Now, you know what? I want to say, man, this topic tonight y'all got, I had so many people hit me up and say, man, y'all want to go in. These people, like, really been waiting for this. They really, like, really are ready to hear what we got to say and hear what some of you got to say, too, about the topic, because it's really, this is something that you can relate to, whether you in the industry or just everyday type of thinking. You know, it's something that really just, it hits close to home.
Yeah. Everybody
it's
got
crazy. It's exactly. But you know what? It's crazy because I think it was like last week, like after last week's show, I was like, man, I need to come up with like an idea for the show. I need something that's like interesting and that like everyone can like relate to in some kind of way, whether they know someone is going through something like that or they see it every day. And I came up with the idea. It was my idea. I had two topics, and I was like, Angela, like, I need help. Like, I don't know which one to do because both of them are, like, really good. So what you think? So tonight's topic, for those that do not know, is basically why do black women compete with one another, each other?
Yeah, you know what's funny? The way I put it out there was, why do black people always in competition with each other? Because, yeah, women are too, but it's across the board.
It's dudes too. Yeah, dudes
and
really.
Dudes versus girls and whatever.
And then it'd be dudes competing with females too. So
what?
It's just black.
Are you
it's black people in general.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I go on and on about
man,
what's in that stuff.
But why would a man want to, like, compete with a woman? We are totally opposite. There's no way, like, what do you mean?
Because their self-esteem is jacked up, and then some of them be down low, and some of them just straight out gay. So, of course, you know.
Girl, I so hate it, baby. So let me tell you something. No, my man should not be like, oh, I look better than you tonight. Nah, baby, I look better than
you.
You
don't need to
be in
a mirror
longer
than me.
Exactly, like. Oh, babe, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because if somebody tell me that, like a dude, I swear to God, I'm already like, you kind of funny. I don't know about you.
Okay.
You can have that
mirror. You try to stand in the mirror and do all that. That's doing too much. I need you to get dressed in 15 minutes. That's it.
Exactly.
You don't need no extra time.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah, some people are doing the most. I mean, It's just like I was. It's not even just on that spectrum. You know, people are always trying to go in competition with each other. I mean, it really puts me in a level that pisses me off. That, like, for instance, like I'm going to take it industry wise. That's why I would say it goes with people across the board. Period. Like,
yeah.
For instance, okay, let's say for instance, we're doing the show right now. We're doing our show. And then there's somebody else who's like, I want to do a show. And then they do a show, and then their whole thing is to see how much time they can spend hating on us. You know, they behind the scenes hating on us because they're trying to,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can't stand to see you win. And when two black people are doing the same thing, there's a problem. We got to hate each other. But, you know, white people, they in competition is healthy competition. Like, they talk trash. But they still, at the same time, they big each other up, and they know that each other need. They know they need each other. Like, for instance, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those things are flourishing because they all understand. Okay, we all need each other in this race in order to make it work. Without MySpace and Facebook war, you wouldn't even have. It wouldn't even be this interesting. If you think about it, well, not everyone using Facebook yet. MySpace is mainly being used, and then people start. Are flocking over to Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Well, let it be two black sites that got social networks, and one is spending more time hating on the other one versus, you know, hey, you know, hey, how can we work together? It's too much of that. Or how can we focus on our brand, bigging ourselves up, but also at the same time let the competition help each other? They don't get that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
like every day, though.
Yeah, that, I was going to say that, too. But it's like if I'm in a business, like with social, like radio station or whatever, and my homegirl, Riri, she have more ratings than me and Anza or another person or whatever, why would you, like, hate off her or look at her a certain way? Because her ratings, like, maybe you should do something to kind of change it up with your style and your your segment or whatever, so you can get more ratings. Like, why are you trying to, like,
mm-hmm.
compete with, well, why are you even, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, like, weird.
I think people, like, they try to feel like, oh, we just competing. Like, if I'm a rapper and you're a rapper, of course I'm not going to tell you about something just so I can get it. But it's like, it's not showing that you know, you're the best at it. You're really hating, because if you was really, like, just really competing, you'd be like, all right, well, hey, they got this audition here. May the best man or woman win. You feel me?
Right. I agree. That's, like, crazy, though. Like, I don't know, like, because, see, I'm, like, a real petite girl, and it's, like, everybody getting butt shots. Like, I don't understand, like, why everybody want butt shots. I mean, that's cool if you do that. Hey, it is what it is. They good for you, you know? But I'm not about to, like, go spend, like, a lot of money to get butt shots because that's, like, the thing now. That's, like, the fad. Everybody have, like, a big butt. Everybody is trying to, like, make their butt so voluptuous. And it's just, like, a lot of girls is doing it. I don't know. It's just, like, weird.
And a lot of them are about to fall out because of it. Or they doing it too much, and then it look crazy when they butt don't match they thighs, so you know it's fake.
Exactly. And then it's funny because, like, gravity, like, takes its, like, it's playing its role when you get older. It's just, like,
yep.
going to be so funny. Like, I don't know. People are crazy, man. I don't know. Aseti, Zay, do you ever, like, find yourself, like, competing or trying to be in a situation where it's like, hey, you know, he doing this, maybe I should, you know, maybe I need to do something. Like, do you ever, like, have you ever been in a situation where you're finding yourself, you competing with another male?
In the case, yes, I would say that. You know, and it's something, you know, a lot of times, you know, women, you have to real tag with each other, but guys, because the way guys are, it's a whole other thing. And, you know, egos, you know, their egos get to each other. And, I mean, I've seen people just really, I mean, really, like, really, like, low-key hate each other. And, you know, the guy code, what's the guy code every day. And it's really annoying to see. Well, some people, the way they compete about some stuff, like, for instance, you know, hey, I know, like, there's a chick that they saw was bad, so that now they both going to compete for each other. I mean, when you start doing stuff like that, competing, or you want to start, or, you know, it just goes on and on. And I hate sitting there playing competition games for no reason. Like, for instance, like, we were talking about this last Wednesday, about side chick, main chick, whatever all this crap is. Like, end of the day, what the fuck? Excuse my French, but really, at the end of the day, I'm so tired of hearing that. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, in this day and age, you know, it's hard talking to just one person. My thing is, if you want to talk to multiple people, why the fuck did you not just be single? Like, I don't understand that. I mean, people trying to sell me into open relationship and shit. And to me, that's competition right there, because that goes back to you saying females having competition with each other. So you a chick that has was his quote unquote main chick, and then he talks to another chick on the side, and that's his side chick. And then the side chick, she playing this game back and forth y'all playing back and forth, being like, well, I'm his main, so you did that, you just an option. You know, it's like that. But in the day, aren't you just an option? Because whenever he gets bored of you, he goes to the side chick. So I never get that. How the hell that, you know, how does you not realize that you are a side chick when it comes to the end of the day? Because you still
they do know. They just trifling and don't care. They know. They just trifling. It's some girls that's okay with that. Some of them try to play that whole, oh, I don't mind being a side chick because I don't want him in my business every day, all day, as a cover-up. Right. And then some of them, you know, they just trifling. You know, they're like, oh, whatever, who cares? They have plenty of them that they share any time with, so it don't matter to them.
Right. It's stupid. because it gives me a goddamn headache. I'd really be trying to wrap my head around what some of these people be saying. Like, you're okay. It's like, what's Drake say? I'm really just an option. If you're not catching it.
What the hell?
Nah, man. I'm on this option, man. That goes, like I said, this is professional realm too, man. People be on that, y'all. They really be hating on you. Like, here's my thing. If you respect what I'm doing and you see what I'm doing is making sense, you're like, oh, I want to do that too. Why don't you find a way, hey, how can I support what you got going on? And if I want to bring something out, do it. Cool. We got this whole problem where we want to pretend like we want to support you. Some of us want to pretend like we want to support you. We'll steal your idea, and then we'll go use it for ourselves. It won't give you credit for it. That's how some competition, that's what happens a lot in the competition game, that they just, it's like people not showing, we don't take enough time to give each other respect and say, hey, I got this idea from such and such. And, no, they just like co-signing. Yes, if you say, well, you do. I'm sorry. If you got an idea for somebody, show some damn respect. So, hey, I mean, people, but everybody thinks a different way. I'm a steady J, they're whoever they are.
Yeah, if it's like, oh my God, my mind just went blank. Oh, if it's like somebody, like a lot of shows, if they want to take the topic, and, you know, do it on their own show, and they're like, okay, well, we got this from the Glitz and Glam show, whatever, that's cool. But you should spill the topics just to be spilling them, and you're not giving credit where it's due. Like, that's bad competition.
Right. That's true.
I mean, I'm going to show you perfect competition. And that means for a lot of the long-time listeners, y'all know there ain't no secret about that war that we had for as long as that was a hot mess and a half, where there was somebody, there was this radio show. They came to my show. They was hating because I had my chat room was packed, and everybody was calling in, was having a good time. And they're like, well, this show boring, this show what? That's what they was doing. And then it because I called them on the show, because I know, as y'all see on here, I don't give a damn. I'm talking shit all day, every day. And, they decided to have a beef with me. And you talking about rapper beefs with rappers, you ain't seen type beef I had to have as a radio host. But I'm gonna get we get back into that in a second. I know it's on 10 to 15. I know supposed to be breaking into this new track by Amir Jackson. This is called Night Riders, and then we'll be back. Desi Houston _ Riri. We'll be back.
Lord.
We night riders. Only killers walk beside us. Never tired, most wanted, you could call us flyers. Keep it quiet, or you could be the one who's dying. It's not surprising if I tell you I'm just here surviving. My younger days are filled with fist fights and heavy mobbing. Big bottles filled with toxins turn me to a monster. And then I got higher, smoking death out of coffins. Nearly lost it, came home, became war sick. Night rider, freedom fighter, read about it. 12 book series writer, spark a lighter, find the Bible. Hide my sins in full denial, flow sick of going viral. Walking straight into a spiral, back into the hands of power. Minutes pass until it's hours, high times, clock towers. I shut it down, no power, kick the dough and do around it. Peekaboo, we fucking found you. All black, everything, if they call back, let it ring. My venom infects your dreams, black widow, Coretta King. I'm preaching, so let us sing. Don't cut off your angel wings, no matter what the devil thinks. Talk to God for a shrink, let the silence bring you peace. Cause it's not your time to speak, so go ahead and have a seat. Cause you're in for a feat that you won't expect to see. I guess that's how it's supposed to be. I don't let cowards close to me. Fool me once appropriately, and I confess it openly. And I'll be lying through my teeth if I ain't wanna see him sleep with dirt on top and clay beneath. Enough room to take a peek at black shoes on his feet that he doesn't really need. In my world, it's a deed to the pastor to proceed. Make sure you hear the word he reads. Only choice is to believe with a chance to be deceived. Family mourns your early leave. Tombstone RIP. My daddy named Reggie. Every other memory's empty. Truth be told, I think it's plenty. I'm already in my 20s, so there's really no convincing that the man in me is missing. Cousin clucking like a chicken. Found a bird and started tripping. Family tried to keep it hidden. Now the truth is being written, and you're forced to have a listen. Bad timing, good riddance. To a world full of wicked. Tried to stop me, but you didn't. I still pray for all your children. Hope the Lord will still forgive you. I just want to be the best, because after life is always death. Up until your first breath, waving for your first step. It's a lot to ingest, but it has to be ingest if you want it to be expressed. When I was born, I got possessed. Up to now, it's been repressed. A heart to Pandora's chest, giving life to the rest. It's a lot to accept. That's why it's locked in the depths. So don't get lost in your steps. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rebecca, baby, that's the Amir Jackson. That's the Night Riders. Big up to Amir Jackson. Got that talk about him coming on later in the show. Y'all be on the lookout for that. But we're back here and forcing y'all to just now tune in on today's topic is why black people are always in competition with each other. And, man, Desi, I mean, this as a female, like, what's, you know, I'm going to ask you that too, Houston, because I know as few black females, and especially black females who are very beautiful at that. You know, I know you have to deal with competition every day. And it's basically what's some of the worst moments in comparativeness that you've had to deal with? I'm going to Desi first.
Oh, okay. Wait, what was the question?
But he's the rich. I got this. She must have felt somebody pissed her off.
For me? No, not at all.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Houston. She was ready to tell it. She had it coming from the first. Oh, I got this.
But wait, wait, say that one more time.
So my question for each of y'all is, as far as, you know, because y'all women that don't, you know, are very attractive, and, of course, that means that there are more competition. What's some of the worst moments that you had to deal with, the craziest and hating that you see people do towards you that's unnecessary? And so I'm going to throw that at Houston as far as what's some of the experience you had to go through, like, you know, give us some of the personal experiences and some examples of what happened to you.
Excuse me. An example. Lord have mercy. That's a hard question. I'm going to do some serious thinking. I mean, you know, we deal with that almost every day, but, like, to have an actual, I remember this happened one day. I had to really think about that.
But you can't think of the worst. I know you had to, it's the one month. It's like you do it every day, but it's that it's those few. It's like those times, those few times, it's like it's over the top.
I don't know. See, I don't really deal with people like that. Y'all know I'm slightly antisocial. You know, so it's been a while. Probably in high school, you know, of course. Oh, you know what? I had slightly, when I wasn't competing with it, hell, I didn't give a damn about it, but I used to, when I was younger, I went with my best friend or whatever. He was going for another girl. He broke up with her to go with me. And they ended up having to fight the friend, the ex-girlfriend's friend or whatever. There was that much hateration going on. But it's been a while since then. I'm just kind of low-key. I don't deal with people that much. So.
Yeah, you know we giving that one. We got to get that person. We get the new gunshot now. The new gunshot.
You silly. I can't take that.
Oh, man. All right. I do. I thought you got one. I know you got one.
Lord have mercy. You want to tell us?
That's kind of crazy because I really don't have an answer to that question.
You never had nobody, like, really hating you real bad?
No, I mean, not to my knowledge, no. Like, why? No, not that I know of, no.
Okay. Y'all lucky.
No, not
That's funny. That's funny. I would hear females say that. You know, it's usually y'all, if we get it out of y'all, we've been out of here for. And sadly,
you know,
all
right,
that still on the
I mean, I guess because I don't really deal with a lot of females, so
yeah.
If they are hating or dry hating, I really don't know because I'm not around them. I don't socialize with them. My circle is very small when it comes to women, and they don't have anything to do with a woman's trait or their personality. It's just I don't really have a lot of female friends. Like, I really don't have a lot of female friends. Like, so it's like, to answer that question, I really don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
You know, it's funny, my story, the person just texted me. Ain't that funny?
Wow.
I'm just telling a story about the person and they texted me. That's crazy.
I'm crazy. They got the...
You got to tell
the
story shot. Now,
the gunshot
City.
Got their attention. He said, whoa, shots fired.
Right.
That's what that means. You know what I mean? That means if we come and shoot you, that just means shots fired. That's what that means. Don't get scared.
Lord.
Don't get scared.
Right.
I mean.
I was talking about a little before we came to the, what's the music break. As far as a hate moment that went on here. Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, these people really, when I say they really took it as far as they could, they really took it as far as they could. Because they were just hate. And some people, it's funny. It's like they got in competition with you and they doing a bunch of hating. But but the thing is, they try to do something. Oh, we're trying to make you interested, you know, get people. I don't need to do that. Just have interesting topics, and then you ain't got to do that bullshit. You know, I don't understand that. You know, that's the bullshit they try to feed me at the end of everything. But I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell you all the shit these people did. Made a fake page. I mean, it was really taking it over the top because they did not like the fact that I put them in a place for coming just kind of disrespecting my show. And I don't play that. You come on there as a disrespectful, I'm going to put you in your place real quick. So they was, especially when you come being disrespectful to the listeners and everything, they was being disrespectful to them too, so they was just getting me out of line. And so they made fake pages about me. Made a fake Yahoo page called Seti Gay or something. Some lame ass shit like that. They made a fake blog talk page about me. They were just making a bunch of bullshit, and I'm sitting here like, you know, why do I gotta sit here every day, you know, I got people that, and in front of me is people that was going to their show was coming to my show because they hearing these fuckers every goddamn day. My name is in their mouth every show. And I mean every show. My name is in their mouth every show. But funny is, it really is funny because their listeners are trying to come over to be messy and see them go, ooh, he's talking about you too. And they come over here and see, we still doing our fucking thing. And people don't understand that. Sometimes, it takes two for comedy, because for it to be a competition, it takes two people to tango. The same way you say, in order for there to be an argument, it takes two people to argue. Like, that's why there's a competition. If I'm not, if I'm not going to sit there and I'm not letting it phase me or too much, I'm like really just not really getting involved with it, then it's on you.
Right. I just think it's, real sad. It's, really ridiculous. When I thought about it, the topic, I kind of thought of it just in the aspect of, a black woman. But getting a male's perspective on the topic, it goes pretty much way beyond. So now it's kind of my question kind of changed, because now I'm thinking to myself right now is, will it ever end? Will it ever be a different?
Not at all.
Then it's crazy, because I feel like as black people, we've been through a lot, with our ancestors and, the era with, people trying to make a difference for us that we learned in our history classes and stuff. And it's why not just, come together as one? Do you know how amazing it could be if we just, that would be so, that is a powerful force we could build as one culture, which is one ethnicity, and just kind of do something positive. Let's uplift everybody. Stop trying to be like this person. Oh, so she doing this because she thinks she all there. Well, I'm going to show her better than I can. Why do that though? I just really don't understand. I really don't have clarity on this topic. I really don't. And I know, you're saying, it's not going to change. It's sad to say that, but you're right. It's not. But we always point the finger at, I'm not racist at all, but Hispanics and other cultures, they always stick together. They always doing this. They look out for one another. Even though they had an argument the other day, they still going to be there for one another. Yeah. And you hating because?
Right. I mean, because here's my thing, too, was that, the thing is, it's because a lot of them are in tune with who they are, quote, unquote. And,
yeah.
And a lot of times, some people, as soon as you mention about being conscious or something, it's and it's black people who say that. That's fucking stupid. Then you say,
right.
Oh, here comes that Middleton ass dude. It's really ridiculous because you're in touch of understanding your history of where your black ancestry came from, and you start to get more true meaning, because a lot of people, it's always funny that people who are less in tune with who they are as a black person are the ones who obviously everything is racist. It's the ones it's people like myself that's very in tune with who I am as a black person. And just knowing stuff, just having a deeper thinking of it, I'm so much cooler around other races, because that's what the problem is. A lot of times we show insecurity because we don't understand who the fuck we are.
Right.
And so, and people want, they wanted you to put it in a movie, but why don't you, in this movie that I think Hidden Colors 1 and 2, go check them out. They ain't paying me to say it, but they paid me in a way because they, is maybe more knowledgeable, but, go read the stuff, man. You got to go read it for yourself. And you got to believe everything people tell you. You got to learn stuff on your own. And that's what the problem is. A lot of us ain't, we too busy trying to, dance and say, ooh, white man, look what I'm doing. Because I know how, I didn't have white people on here, black people, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, all kind of races on here. Yeah, I knew I've grown up by multiple races ever since elementary school. But still, still to this day, as a black person, I'm calling my black people. And a lot of times, what a lot of them want to do is they want to do this dancing around. And they want, how can I appease to the white person? Ooh, let's do this. And they don't care and they don't care if they got to step on you, you being the black person, just to get that point. Because a lot of times, heck, in a sense, they are more, you know, they run, they have the power because they have the money. They have more than money. So we're going to keep being a crab in the barrel, keep pinching on each other, saying, no, I don't like this. You know, if I want to succeed, I got to pull you back down to the barrel with me so I can try to get back to the top. But at the end of the day, all you doing is pulling yourself back down the goddamn barrel.
That's true. And it's funny because they don't even realize that. Or do they?
Yeah, that's
the question. Or do they?
Now, some people acknowledge it sometimes, but the thing is they acknowledge it for a little bit and go, oh, I know I got to get better about it. And they go, right, but they're doing that hating shit all over again.
Right.
And I think sometimes it's like we don't, and sometimes it's this little stuff like, I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't understand. A lot of times, you know, it's ironic. The question is, why black people always in competition with each other? I'm for competition, but it's a difference between competition and just flat out ass hating, or stepping on people just to get what they need to get to. It's ridiculous. Like, it's fucking people. Like, okay, you know, rappers challenging another rapper, you know, what would hip-hop be if we didn't have the hip-hop battles or whatnot? You know, they got the battles or whatnot. That's competition right there. But that's a different thing. See, it's different types of competition.
Right.
And they, you know, yeah, you're doing punchlines going into the person, but it's healthy because you just poking, y'all both are engaging and poking fun at each other. Anything is like, hey, it's a rap battle. It's what we do. We go in each other and we expose stuff on each other just going in. But at the end of the day, I still got respect for you. And people apply that same way of thinking every day, it'd be a whole other spectrum. Like, one of the sites, I stopped reporting a lot of news. I'm starting to do a lot of reported news and less because they get to the point where they spend so much time hating. And I say two sites. And if people that listen to the show want to go back and run tell that and hate, y'all know I've said it plenty of times on the show, said it on Twitter, all that. I'm real about it, and I'm not going to, you know, the person comes and say to me, I'm going to say, yeah, you can go listen to the record of me saying it. Media Takeout and fucking G-Girls, they spend so much fucking time hating. It's like, it gets to the point where, it's like, let's spend more time bigging up each other and being more positive instead of figuring out how much goddamn hate we going to do. Or getting mad,
yeah.
Somebody told me that, oh, this, you know, we the top. I mean, everybody fuck with us. You know, it's always that type of shit. Like, you don't really hear white people do it. They just do stuff, and they just let the numbers show. They don't go around spending all that time saying, you know, how do you see, like, okay, let's use an example just per se. Like Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus going, oh, I think I'm better than you. Ooh, I think I'm better than you. Do you see them doing that? No.
Right.
They making their goddamn
they
money
that,
and they keep it moving.
They were the blogs were saying that Drake, not Drake, Nicki Minaj is, I guess, like kind of dissing Drake or, you know, in competition with him or jealous of him and his success with his new CD. They were saying that she didn't congratulate him, and she kind of threw a little slug because she was saying that she's Young Money to the day she die, and, you know, she's going to be Nicki Minaj and Drake going to be Drake. And it was kind of like, okay, did you have to say all that, or could you just say congratulations, you did that,
right.
You know, your
right.
CD hot.
Dry hating, is that what that is, dry hating?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
That's dry hating.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's dry hating because of the industry. Some people might, you know, they might be just be saying stuff just to get publicity. But in they, you know, everybody's like, good, any publicity is good publicity. But why do we always take the negative route on the situation? Why can't we do something positive to get publicity? And it's stupid. Because I keep it real. Like, we do the hot mess stories on all the shows, and we go in on some of these people that do some of the stuff, Hey, I mean, without the people messing up, well, we wouldn't be having nothing to say about. But the thing is, when I mention the story, I'm trying the person to be better, and I'm trying to give a solution versus just adding to the problem. So it really irks me to see that. Like I said, because I'm back to my immediate takeout. I start getting to a point where I had to stop going there because you read the stories and some of the knowledge was not adding up, or it was beginning to a point where the stories were no longer about just giving us news or whatever. Or gossip, it was going beyond gossip, and it was turning to a hating fest of them. It was like, okay, like trying to force you to take sides, like that's stupid. So I wasn't feeling that for nothing. G girls does that shit too. They sit there and do that, and then instead of saying, hey, you know, it's just really if you ain't running around to the same thing all day, they come for you too. Or it's really stupid. Like instead of doing that, why don't you reach out to somebody and reach out and not do it on some hating ass shit like I'm better than you type shit. Like, hey, I'm better than you, but I'm gonna help you because I feel that you need it, like on some charity shit. Like, don't come at me like that.
Yeah. What's the name of it? G Girls.
Yeah, ggirls.com. Like they didn't do this to me personally, but I just seen the stories they do. G Girls at MediaTakeout.com. I can't go and I can't really go to work. I used to WorldStar go to it, but people like, go to my video on WorldStar. I can't really. And we had Keep Buying Lust on here before, which I thought that show was a great episode to this day. But heck, I know I keep it real. And heck, I've told Q that before. I've said that the owner of WorldStar, that I don't like how some. I understand where the direction is going, but I don't feel. I feel that it's always a negative vibe that you got to get from when you go to WorldStar Hip Hop. Like everybody's posting a goddamn fight. You know, everybody's posting stupid ass fight videos on their fucking pages.
Or dumb girls showing their bodies doing something nasty and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right, but if you ask them to support your child, you know, hey, you know, can you go like my child, you know, because I ain't got a kid, so y'all can't even say this is about me, but I'm just using a general example. But if you, let's say for instance, I'm going to utilize you for example, Ree. You know, let's say that you got, you know, your kid, and you put your kid in the cutest kid contest, and you tell somebody to go vote for your kid. You know, why is it got to be a hassle to go vote for your kid, but they're going to go post that goddamn stupid-ass WorldStar Hip Hop fighting video. On their page?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
On their Facebook cursing somebody out instead of saying, hey, go vote for this child.
Right.
That is so true.
One other thing, I don't like the numbers game. That numbers game doing Facebook and all that color numbers. Day of the week.
What is that? I never played it. What is it? Because I see that all the time.
I hate it. It's stupid. Okay, for instance, we're going to play the numbers game. I'm going to, you send me a question, and then I'm going to give you a number, and your question is going to be next to the number. So in other words,
put the number with the answer?
Yeah. So your number represents who you are, so your name's not being out there, but you're getting your question answered. And a lot of times, it becomes hating because a lot of times it's like, you know, they try to make, oh, this dude is thirsty. Oh, this dude thirsty. And they being thirsty. Aren't you being thirsty that you're like, ooh, I'm bored. Somebody say a numbers game with me. Like, the fuck? Like, that's fucking thirsty.
That
be getting it wrong. That's thirsty. Or people that be all day, if you up, like my status. I'm sorry, and I got to say, I'm going to use this word as strongly as I can, and this goes for guys and girls, so you can't say I'm calling a girl, because I'm calling every last one of them. Bitch, read your fucking newsfeed. If you can't tell, look at the people that's posting their newsfeed. Oh, yeah, they're posting a news feed. Oh, they have a green dot next to their fucking name on Facebook. That's the people that's awake. I hate that shit. Like my stats are awake. Don't fucking be proactive. Why y'all always want to do that shit? They want people to hit them up sick and look. They want a bunch of people to like their status and go, ooh, look at everybody liking my status. Why are you just going to hit people up? And that's a problem. I think social networking and turning everybody to fucking zombies and that communication, it just sucks. And I can understand why, you know, on some spectrums, why you are more so on an anti-social type thing, Reed, because of that.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like, people, because you can't even talk to people like you used to. They're so desensitized to some of the social network stuff, and people, you know, and I remember when a phone used to be used to call people, and now everybody's want to text you. I mean, I don't like texting.
I'll call you about drama.
Right. Oh, yeah, they call you about drama. They want to text you about important shit. Like, I mean, come on. Like, I hate texting because you got to wait for that person to hit you back up. They finally hit you back up, and you be, like, off that shit. Like, when I call, I can say everything I was typing and do that in less than a minute. Like, I don't like I hate texting.
Yeah.
And then you don't know how a person – you don't know what how a person thinks of somebody just because you say something that's opinionated. They think you mad. Don't mean I'm mad. I'm just opinionated.
Yeah.
Hey, ooh, why are you so mad? Bro, calm down, bro. Calm down. Hey, that's stupid.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And then you have some people that just contact you on social networks. I don't even know who the hell you are. Be trying to holler. Like,
wow.
Dude, really? Like, I'm that ugly. I can't just meet somebody on the street. I got to meet somebody on Facebook. Get off my inbox, please. Exactly.
Right. I mean, the thing is, I mean, some of y'all, I mean, how much more do they need y'all to spell it out? You in a relationship, you are married. If you haven't used to marry, you got to get together with people that you marry with. How much more do you need me to spell it out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fucking stupid. And it really gets to a point where it gives you a headache in the hair, unnecessary headache in the hair.
You said a headache in the hair.
Yeah, headache in the hair. You gotta add another one to that. You gotta add the hair because you already got the headache. But you feel another one coming in the atmosphere is on its way, but you got another one. Like, that's stupid, man. Like, unnecessary drama. But, okay, we got another song for Amir Jackson, come back. Oh, we come back, man. You got to go give me a sip of this Strizite. Not no dirty Sprite like y'all be doing in Houston. That's a regular Sprite. By Amir Jackson, Corruption, we'll be back.
Can't let it stop a jam. Can't let it stop a jam. Can't let it stop a jam. Can't let it stop a jam.
Have you watched the news lately? Somebody's missing a baby. The killer's claiming he's crazy. Reporters are looking lazy, airing it on the daily. Don't worry, it's in the papers inside of radio wavelengths. Programmed the way your brain thinks. Some reason you're always angry. Can't find a way to explain it. Need medication to tame it. Everything that it came with, including a small disclaimer. Consult by friendly strangers, not knowing your life's in danger. Soon to be a remainder. Half of you in containers. Truth is forced to be shameless. Encoded than Arctic penguins. Killing niggas for Jay, so my closet's filled with Adidas. Focused on getting paid so my family can focus eating. Mama is still conceiving. Granny is barely breathing. No leaves on my family tree. I'm hoping it's just a season. God is the only reason. Your boy is heavenly scheming. Soul in me's live streaming. Angel becomes a demon while a slave becomes a freeman. Daddy is still a mason. Wonder how far it takes him. Told me he knew some secrets and promised to never break them. Casket remains vacant. Questions remain patient. Looking to hear a statement like how I came out of basement. Seen the money and chased it. Took my life and erased it. Now I'm something amazing. Partners are kinda hating. I'm starting to think they fakish. Hoping that I'ma make it. Girls saying just take it. I'm ready to straight break it. Can't settle for half.
Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now.
Yeah.
Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now.
We won't do it.
Can't let it stop us now.
Push on through it.
Can't let it stop us now.
Can't let them do it.
Can't let it stop us now.
I'm in need of respiration for blocking precipitation. Left with no hesitation, I know when he's finna take me. Over Arizona State's tea, tonight I'm feeling cold feet. A permanent no beat, you should've stayed in your seat. No reason to approach me, now I know what you were hoping. And I see that I was chosen just to see your gun smoking. You dreamed it on your sofa, let me come a little closer. You'll know to keep it hosted. I see you've done your homework on how to commit a murder. Honor my fallen brothers, end it with one another, but end up without each other. Now a father and a mother are forced to rebuild a home in the dark without a son. You laugh and think it's fun. I scream and try to run while your hand is on your gun. I pray I'm not the one, this kind of route you take daily. Cause the night is always crazy. You might be with your baby or trying to impress a lady. You can be inside a movie or just trying to get some schooling, or walking to the store just to get a bag of Skittles when the devil tries to get you. Now you're dealing with an issue cause you fit the wrong description. Well, it's creeping on the mission, only godly intervention cause the outcome to be different. Well, we're asking an opinion, looking down on everybody. What you took, just a body. Now I'm in the upper lobby, now you'll never sit beside me for what you have decided. I don't mean to sound vile, but anger's allowed now.
Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now.
Yeah.
Can't let it stop us now. Can't let it stop us now.
We won't do it.
Can't let it stop us now.
Push on through it.
Can't let it stop us now.
Can't let them do it.
Can't let it stop us now.
Can't let it stop us now.
I was over there having the hardest show with this guy thing. And we're back. We got about 13 minutes of the show. Why black people always in competition with each other. Right here on Glitz and Glamour, Houston_RiRi, Desi, a.k.a. Dems27 in the building. Yeah. So, man, I mean, really, y'all, I just, it gives me a headache sometimes. I mean, people really be on some real unnecessary stuff about hating on each other. It really, like, we touch on a lot of professionally, personally, whatever, but, like, I kind of hate the word thirsty a little bit now. I really hate it. Because, people have used it out of context so many times now, it doesn't even make any sense. Like I was saying with the numbers game, if you go talk to somebody thirsty, and you were being thirsty to attract the attention in the first place, then you can't say nothing. It's like, for instance, if a chick put up a picture and she butt ass naked, what do you think they're going to say? Oh my God, let's study the Bible tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's supposed to be the comment they're going to come up with.
Right. Yeah, don't get mad if you got 50 inboxes saying, what's your number? Can I get at you? They ain't thirsty.
Right.
You put that picture out there, so they just trying to get at you.
Right.
You put yourself in that light.
That's, like, crazy. That's really crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, but what's some people's name? Peter Guns and Amina and Tara. Like, Tara in a competition that she knew nothing about. Like, really? You got a whole, I'm competing with you and your side wife. And that's another thing. It's crazy. Like, you went from a side chick to a side wife. How the hell? Really? Out of all things you can be, you're going to be a side wife? That shows how trifling you are.
Exactly.
I don't think, I don't know if they really married or what the case may be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you
think
that's
for now.
Shout out to Twitter feed too. We got Mira Jackson. Actually, he just put on Facebook just now. Not too on Facebook, on Twitter. He was talking about he's listening to the show, and he's talking about how black people are hating each other. He said it's a perfect example of a situation that is faced with. About people burning bridges. It's real talk.
Yep, don't burn a bridge because you never know when you got to cross back over it.
That's true.
Right, like, first of all, like, I hate people that get bit like this, like people that need to ask you for help, and you was helping them, and then they get bigger, they'd be like, well, who the fuck are you? Like, excuse me? You know, or they feel like that it's a hassle for them to do something small for you when nobody else was helping them or nobody else was giving them feedback on them. You was the one who was the only one doing it. I mean, I can name a bunch of people I'd be shooting shots all day up in the air and they just be winning. I might as well get like an AK. That's how many shots I'd be shooting. Because I deal with that on a regular basis. I mean, there's one chick in ATL, ain't gonna name no names, but I remember she had sent me her music, and you know this was years ago. Sent me her music, wasn't nobody playing that shit yet, wasn't nobody giving her feedback yet. Your manager giving feedback, hey, cool. But she said, okay, what do you think? And then I tell you, and then, you know, you get hot and shit, and then you don't be fucking hitting me up and all that. I mean, it's just really fucking dumb. You know, nobody owes me shit, but I just feel like on a respect factor that you should be rocking that people that support you, rock with them.
Mm-hmm.
Start acting like you're bigger than them. Like, they don't, like, they, like, you were, like, remember, you was at the fucking bob in the fucking totem pole. Now they just looking to beat your head up. Now you're not
exactly.
But then it's always funny. Those same people, when shit goes south, they do the first person they want to fuck with.
Yeah, they'll need you again. That's true. That's so true. You know what? That just happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I had a photo shoot, and I had told Angela, like, to, like, look at my photos and, like, be honest with me, like, because I can take, you know, negative criticism and then, like, whatever. So I was like, but for real, like, you need to be honest with me. And she said, yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, like, for real, for real. And I swear to God, like, that is so true. Like, why would I get mad at her if she, like, I don't know, bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, your hair, like, I don't know who did your makeup, but I don't like your face expression. Like, your pose wasn't, like, on point. Like, but why would I get mad at her, though? That's why I'm trying to wrap my head around, why am I hating on this girl, or why am I dislike her because she's doing something that I don't like. Basically, she's hurting my feelings. Like, I'm taking it personal, basically. Like, why am I doing
that, though? Like, you ask for constructive criticism, and get it, and they don't like it. That's stupid. You ask for this fucking criticism, what you thought was going to hold your hand and say, oh, everything you do is great. Oh, my God. Like, no, you ask for some real fucking criticism. If I was a yes man, that's, you're not going to never get better.
Right. That's crazy, man.
That
does not make sense at all.
I mean, I wouldn't. If everything I do, I wouldn't have gotten better if I didn't get constructive criticism from people. I had a person.
Exactly.
It was funny. I had a person. He wasn't. He ironically gave constructive criticism, but he was really hating. He really was hating, and everybody that saw the fucking post saw his comment in my post. Keep that shit as it was hating, and.
Yeah.
The thing was, though, it was funny. And then they I took some stuff from it. I was like, you know what? He said, well, it's kind of right. But some of the stuff, you can tell by what position he was coming from, he was fucking hating on me. And they do that a lot. I don't mean it's unnecessary. Like, instead of there's a way of doing it, of supporting people, and showing and giving criticism without coming from a stance where you sound like you're a fucking hater. Like, for instance, when I say something, like, I'm going to use an example, and I say this quite often. I say I can't stand fucking Facebook because the next part, I said one thing I can't stand about them is that you're supposed to be a social quotation marks network, and every time you're a person that network with somebody, you shouldn't add this person if you don't know them. If I'm in the fucking music industry, I don't know every fucking body. So obviously, I got to add people.
Right.
You add too many people you don't know, they're going to block you for 7 days type shit. And then, or if you promote too much, because you're not paying for promoted posts, you're not going to show up. It's like you're getting punished for doing what you're supposed to do in the social network.
Right.
I always say I don't like that about Facebook, but I'm not being a hater. I'm because this is how you know the difference between hating and actually trying to solve a problem, because you have a solution built into it. Because I always say they got a lot of people on here. Let the people mingle. In the day, that's going to help you.
Exactly.
Then it's fake, but then a fake ass page get made in 2 days, and then they come fucking spam my goddamn page. Hey, I'm stuck in Africa. I need $100. Send it to such and such. I really like your profile. Like, come on, man. Like, but them pages make it through, but people that's on some real shit, they got to deal with nothing, a lot of nonsense. Y'all didn't got me on fired up today. I should not have done that.
You do seem very, very pissed off right now. He's mad.
I know. Like, that's crazy.
He's mad. I can't get a word in edgewise.
I know, because I heard you wanted to say something. I was going to ask you what was you going to say, because I heard
I didn't forget. I'm listening to him like, damn, he's going off.
For real, man. I guess this topic, y'all hit cussing. Huh? I saw that. I was turned up, and I read the topic. I was ready. I was ready to go in, man. It's a subject need to be said for the hackers. And I mean, really, I just can't stand unnecessary nonsense. And I can't see an artist that's really doing stuff that's really, you know, I like this. If an artist supports them, support them. But also at the same time, I'm challenging y'all. One thing I want to check in better about, just because I support you don't mean send me bullshit. Like, get better in your music. It's one thing that you start now. But elevate in your music. Always elevate in the quality of the sound. Elevate and realize it's starting to get more sense of who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people would be running around, I'm the hardest thing to fight brand type stuff, and they sound like they was recording the bathroom. Like, get the hell out of here.
But they still in the closet with them egg crates on the wall.
Right. On the toilet records looking at it. Come on, man. Hey, niggas be fucking up. I'm like, come on, man. You got to get better. There's one thing when you didn't have nothing, you was trying to start something and whatever. But once you get to a certain point, that's on you. Like, hey, I'm a person, I love to drink. So everybody get their vices. When I say I love to drink, I mean I'm an opie, and I be drinking every goddamn day. Let me go ahead and specify that. But everybody got a vice they love. But the thing is, If you're letting it oversee supporting your own with what you got going on, you can't get mad at nobody.
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't like on Facebook, where you got these damn party promoters and they send you an invite, like 50 of them. It's like, dang, now I'm not gonna come to your party since you gotta get on my damn nerves about the party.
Exactly.
It's like, what is that? That is annoying.
You know what I'm saying is promoters from the same goddamn clique are making 5 different pages. Why don't y'all just make one page and make the fucking numbers a little bigger? I understand what they're trying to do, but the same time, I don't understand what they're trying to do. Because I understand, if you have your own event page and people see, you did promote because on your page you have this meet. No, this. Invite the people, man. In the day, it's everybody make money, everybody promote the people all together. But, it goes back to that crab in the barrel type stuff that people be on. But, hey, you know, I'm Sadie J. I'm not everybody else. But I see we're coming to a close. Ladies, go ahead and let them know how they can find you.
Now what?
Let them know how they can find you. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
You can find me, Houston, on Instagram and Twitter at Houston_Rere. That's R-E-R-E. And you can find me on Facebook at Houston, I-A-M, as a last name, I-A-M. So, yeah, I'll follow back, possibly.
Right there.
Yo.
Hello, everyone. I appreciate everyone that participated in the show, that listened in the show. Houston Ree, I appreciate you tonight, ma.
Thank you.
Betty J, you cool. I don't have a problem with you. I'm sorry the topic kind of got you heated, but, you know, it's all love, though. But on behalf of Model Angela, I am Model Angela. Y'all can follow her on Twitter. I am Model Angela on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me, DIMP87, D-I-M-P-8-7. Also, this weekend, Angela will be in Dallas at the Red Room for Armandale Vodka for DJ Go DJ JB mixtape release party. So if y'all going to be in the D-Town this weekend, check Model Angela out. She will be in Dallas at the Red Room.
All right. She came here so many times, I played with this woman. So I'm a, me and her going to fight soon. But y'all know y'all can find yours truly. You know, you can find me everywhere. You type in Ceddy J Dust, that's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J-D, let's take. You pretty much go find me on every damn way you can, because I did it on purpose to take over Google, know what I'm doing. But anyways, you find me that way. Make sure if you ain't already, join DustSpot.com. That's the social network. That is Rising Social Network. We had 846 members on their site. And the thing is, it's professional social network. So, you know, one of the questions is now asking there, what is your you know, relationship status? So, because that doesn't matter. Last time I checked, professional site is professional site. So you come on there and mingle each other. And, you know, so you never know who you might run into on there. So definitely join the site, you know, post up, say some stuff here and there. We're very vocal, and I'm not one of those owners that just accept it, just have members on there and not engage with my members. So come on there, have a good time. But all right, y'all, that's the end of the show. Good to see y'all again next Tuesday. So, ladies, we out.
Bye.